USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A state of emergency has been declared for 24 counties in Florida as Tropical Storm Ian is getting stronger over the Caribbean. Governor Ron DeSantis issuing the declaration on Friday, encouraging residents to prepare for the storm, also asking for a federal pre-landfall emergency declaration. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Ian is expected to approach Florida with major hurricane force next week, which is prompting NASA to skip next week's launch of its new moon rocket. They're going to try again on October the 2nd. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says that the military will be deployed to help Nova Scotia recover from post-tropical cyclone Fiona, the former hurricane which devastated a not fully recovered Puerto Rico this week. It's left a mark on Atlantic Canada as a whole. The storm made landfall in Nova Scotia early Saturday. Hundreds of people have been left without power after the storm downed trees and power lines. Some communities have been flooded out as well. The Canadian Hurricane Center tweeted on Saturday that Fiona had the lowest pressure ever recorded for a storm making landfall in the country. Defense Minister Anita Anand said elements of the Canadian Armed Forces were currently carrying out a reconnaissance mission to determine where they should deploy help. A referendum staged by the Kremlin is underway in four Ukrainian provinces that they occupy, setting up a pretext for annexation by Moscow. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urging Ukrainians in the occupied regions to undermine the referendums and to share information about the people conducting what he and Western allies have called a farce.
The White House is hammering Russia's referendums on annexing some parts of Ukraine.
We stand with our partners around the world in rejecting whatever fabricated outcomes Russia announces.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre labeling it as an illegitimate sham.
That was Tim Berg reporting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A radio news anchor in Detroit was killed in an attempted murder-suicide Friday. Jim Matthews found dead at his home in suburban Chesterfield Township. Three other victims, including his girlfriend and two children, were involved. The girlfriend escaped the home with her 5-year-old daughter, flagging down a driver to call 911. She appeared to have been suffering from stab wounds. A 10-year-old boy was found bound in a closet. The suspect, a 54-year-old man, was located in the basement, suffering from a self-inflicted wound and an overdose. Matthews was the overnight anchor for WWJ Radio for nearly 7 years. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said on Friday that masks are no longer required if you're in a hospital or nursing home unless those facilities are in a community seeing high levels of COVID transmission. It's one of the final sets of revisions in a sweeping effort to overhaul recommendations for the virus. A federal judge ordered Alabama officials Friday to preserve records and medical supplies associated with a lethal injection attempt that was called off. State prison officials acknowledged there were multiple attempts to access the inmate's vein. Lawyers of the inmate made the request to find out what happened as officials tried to put 57-year-old Alan Miller to death. Miller was convicted of a 1999 workplace rampage in which he killed 3 people. The judge also granted a request from Miller's attorney to visit him and photograph what they say are injuries from the attempted execution. Listen to us anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.